Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory be to God in the highest, amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercy endureth forever, amen. For his mercy endureth forever, amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. Honor be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercy endureth forever, amen. For his mercy endureth forever, amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. Honor be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. Honor be to God in the highest, amen. By his mercy and your rest forever, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. Honor be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. Honor be to God in the highest, amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. Honor be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. Glory be to God in the highest, amen. Honor be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, amen. For his mercy and your rest forever, Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All of it to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, pray forever. Amen. For his mercy, and your rest forever. Amen. Honor be to God. In the highest. Amen. Glory be to God. In the highest. Amen. For his mercy and the rest forever. Amen. For his mercy and the rest forever. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Honor be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, your earth forever. Amen. For his mercy, earth forever. Amen. Honor be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy. Word forever. Amen. For his mercy. Word forever. Amen. Glory be to God. In the highest. Amen. Honor be to God. In the highest, amen. 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 By his mercy, pray forever. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we thank you today for all that you've been doing. We give you glory, honor, and adoration for tonight's service. We worship you, God Almighty, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. We thank you for being with us throughout today. Thank you, Lord, because you've been with us throughout tonight, O God. You manifest yourself, your spirit, and your power. Lord, you will stretch forth your hand to save, to heal, to deliver, and to bless your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, as many of us are coming into this service, God, give us an open heaven. Visit us mightily in the name of Jesus. We bound Satan and all his demons. We bound all principalities and powers, spiritual wicked high places. We bound all the occultic and diabolical forces. We bound the enemies of progress. We bound the retrograde spirit. We bound the Satan, you and your forces. We cast you. We cast you away. We destroy your power with the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We call the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, fire upon you, Satan, and all his demons right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we welcome you, Jesus. Have your way. I'm blessed this service tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil is a liar. He was trying to tamper with our equipment, but we got through and we are on board right now. We're going to continue. And Jesus is with us. The Holy Ghost is with us. And everything is in order in the name of Jesus. Y'all, welcome. Tonight we're going to be talking about God's protection. Oh, yes, God is our protection, protecting us from all evil. And we continue to protect you and your families and your children, your husbands and wives and relations. The blood of Jesus protects us. The name of Jesus protects us. The angels of God encamp around us. Yes, that's what we're going to be discussing tonight. And I know God is going to protect every one of us. Every one of you are protected by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are covered in the blood of God. The Jesus, I am covered in the blood. The blood of Jesus. We are covered by the blood. The blood. gotta stay right under the blood.
Preach
see all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Philip John Buthrow coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Oh, yes, today we're going to be talking about God's protective power. Yes, we need a God that protects us. We don't have a God that leaves us out there for the devil to torment us, for the demons, you know, to play around and do all kind of nasty things. We have a God that protects us. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. No, so God is a protection. He's our protection, protecting us from all evil. And we're going to look at some scripture that has to do with the topic of tonight. We have, as I said, Psalm 17, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 17, verse 8 and 9. Say, God, keep us as the apples of your eye. We are the apples of God's eye. Can you touch the apple? You can't touch the apple. We are the apples of God's eye. So there is an eye lead that is protecting the apple. Each time you try to touch the apple, the eye lead is protected. So the Bible describes us, Christians and believers, as the apples of God's eye. God is protecting us day and night, watching over us. He that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. Oh, I like that scripture. I like that scripture. Psalm 121, verse 4 to 8. Psalm 121, verse 4 to 8. Say, he that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. God does not sleep. God is very busy watching over our lives and property. God is very busy taking care of us. God is very busy protecting us. God is very busy watching over us day and night. And so the arrows that fly by day will not reach us, neither shall the terrors that move by night. That is the word of God. There are over 9,000 promises of God in the Bible. Over 9,000 promises of God concerning your salvation, your healing, your deliverance, your protection, your provision. There are over 9,000 promises of God concerning us. And his promises are yea and amen. We are the apples of God's eye. You can't touch the apple. The eye lead is going to protect the apple each time. So the scripture uses the apple of God's eye to describe the true believer. Psalm 17, verses 8 to 9. The apple of God's eye. God is keeping us as the apple of his eye. So it's very difficult for the enemy to touch us. He says, touch not the Lord's anointed. And do my prophet no harm. It's a spiritual law. Touch not the Lord's anointed. Satan, touch not the Lord's anointed. Demons, touch not the Lord's anointed. Evil spirit, witches and wizards, touch not the Lord's anointed. Touch not the Lord's anointed. And do my prophet no harm. God put that there when the Israelites were coming out of Egypt. And they were going to go through the lands of the Moabites, the Philistines, to get to the land of promise. The enemies were waiting for them on the way. And God put that spiritual law. They touch not the Lord's anointed. These people are my people. Touch not the Lord's anointed. And do my prophet no harm. See? So it is God's law. It is God's rule. No one should touch the Lord's anointing. If you do, you pay for it. You know, touch not the Lord's anointing. We are the Lord's anointing. And so the demons, the witches, the wizards, the powers of darkness, the forces of evil, Satan and all his cohorts, they have no right to touch us. Oh, yes, they have no right to touch us because we are the Lord's anointed. We are the apples of God's eye. You're not going to be able to reach the apple because there is an eye leaf that is protecting the apple. See? Oh, God is good. God is good. It's a God that protects his people. If you look at Psalm 34, verse 7 to 9, Psalm 34, verse 7 to 9, it says, the angels of the Lord encamped around his people. The angels of God encamped around the people of God. Psalm 34, verses 7 to 9. The angels of God, charging his angels, charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, grace is sufficient for us. Thy laws that supply all of our needs, according to his riches in glory. He shall give it a chance, shall do the means. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. He shall give it a chance, shall do the you. Huh? He shall give it a chance, shall do the you. That's Psalm 91. Psalm 91. He said, God will give it a chance, charge over you to bear you in your wings. You shall not dash your foot against his tongue. He shall give his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. See, look at this. Psalm 34, verse 7 to 9. Say, God give his angels charge over you, the angels encamp around you. The angels of the Lord encamp around his people. And we don't dash our foot against his tongue. See? So God has made protection for every one of us. There was a testimony of a man of God who was driving, submitting, and the vehicle he was driving, another vehicle came and smashed the man of God's vehicle, and the man of God somehow was protected, and nothing caught the man of God. He just scraped the vehicle, and you could tell that there was the hand of God. So the man of God said, he gave his angel charge over me, and I will not dash my foot against his tongue. Whereas the devil must have meant to kill the man of God, but God was there to protect his own. He gave his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against his tongue. See, God is our protection. He's the one that protects us as we go around. Do you know how many times you ate things that were supposed to have killed you, but God protected you? Do you know how many times the devils and the demons have flew across your building and they can't come in because the blood of Jesus is covering us? Because that's what happens. Israelites, we are living in Goshen. Goshen is a part of Egypt, the part of Egypt where the Israelites live. And when the spirit of death came by night, was killing the Egyptians, but the blood of Jesus was on the doorposts and on the lintels of the Israelites. And when the spirit of death saw the blood, it passed over them to another place. That's what it is. That's what it is. Yes. You got to stay under the blood of Jesus Christ. You cover yourself with the blood of Jesus Christ. You cover your family with the blood of Jesus Christ. When the evil spirit, Satan, and the demons are passing, they will see the blood and pass over you. That's why we encourage everybody, please don't live carelessly. Don't live carelessly, because if you live carelessly, the devil can have a way to penetrate your life and hurt you. But when you are covered by the blood of Jesus, the angels of God encamp around you. The enemies may come, but they can't reach you because the blood of Jesus is covering you, and you're covering your children, your husband, your wife, your relations, your brothers and sisters. They are all covered by the blood of Jesus, and the enemy will see the blood and pass over you. We encourage everyone to stay under the blood of Jesus. You got to stay with Jesus. You got to love Jesus and serve Jesus and worship Jesus and follow Jesus and walk with Jesus and belong to Jesus. Because when you follow Jesus Christ, His love over the whole earth is our covering, is our protection. There was this Christian brother who has been in the military for so many years, so faithful to God, and was testifying. So while he was in the battle, he has gone to war 14 times. He has gone to war over 14 times, and he came back alive. And he said he always read the Bible, it's Psalm 91, and pray every day, always read the Bible, and kept Psalm 91 as his portion. The arrows that fly by day shall not reach us, neither shall the terrors that move by night. And he always read those scriptures that give his angels charge over me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And as he read those scriptures and claimed those scriptures and appropriated them to his life, over there in the battlefield, you see the bullets will be flying across. Our people are falling and dying left and right. The thousands are fall by the hand side, 10,000 by the right hand side. You shall not come near thy dwelling. And the bullets are flying all over. Our people are falling down, dying left and right. But God has protected his own. Oh, yes. God is protecting his own. And he will not allow the devil to hurt them or do anything to them, because God is our protection. He's our creator, he's our maker. When you have him as your personal Lord and Savior, he puts a seal on you. He puts a mark on you, just like the doorpost and the lintel of the Israelites. The blood on the doorpost, the blood on the lintel is a seal. So the arrows that fly by day shall not reach us, neither shall the terrors that move by night, neither shall the pestilences that walk in midnight. The enemy may come against us like a flood, but the Spirit of God shall lift his standard against us. The enemy may come against us in one way, but God will make them flee back in 7 weeks, because we have a God who is fighting it for us. Have a God who never fails. Have a God who never fails. Have a God who never fails. He never fails. He never fails. Forever mine. Have a God who never fails. Have a God who never fails. Have a God who never fails. He'll never fail. He'll never fail. Forevermore. Amen. He'll never fail. Amen. He'll never fail. Amen. He'll never fail. He'll never fail. He'll never fail. Forevermore. Amen. Everybody sing, baby, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. What is to be praised? You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. What is worthy?
Marina on the way.
beating people and taking everything from them and killing them on the way. But this man didn't mind, carried his Bible, and he the road. And every night, before it is midnight, he will pray, say, God, let your angels encamp around me, cover me with the blood of Jesus, protect me, traveling across the desert, and going to the villages and cities to preach the gospel. I have no other protection but you, God, protect me, Amen. Protect me. And so he will stay by the corner of the road and make a little bed for him to sleep, cover himself with his clothes, and then he will pray the last prayer, God cover me with the blood of Jesus, God cover me with the blood of Jesus, God cover me with the blood of Jesus. After praying that prayer, he will sleep off and he will sleep, knowing fully well that he has prayed, he has asked for the blood of Jesus to cover him. The angels of God encamp around his people. Not knowing that some thieves, some robbers were watching this man from a distance, and they know he would definitely stop somewhere and sleep. So while he was sleeping, they came around trying to rob him, trying to kill him, trying to steal all his things. Came and came closer, and they passed. They started looking for him. Then they came back again, looking for him. They passed him again. He was just lying down by the corner of the road. They didn't see him. They passed. They didn't see this man. The mission of a man doing the work of God, lying down by the road, praying and covered himself with the blood of Jesus. So these thieves came back again a third time. They kept parading that place, and they won't see the man because the blood of Jesus have already covered the man in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit. The angels of God have encamped around him, so they are not seeing him. They will just walk past. And he just lying down there by the corner of the road. And they kept doing that until the morning time. They now left. They said they did not see the man. So this man picked his thing and continued his journey to the next village where he was going to preach. And he narrated his testimony. He said, praise the Lord. See, these people who are stealing came looking for me last night. I was just lying down by the corner of the road. I have covered myself with the blood of Jesus. I've asked the angels of God to encamp around me. And these things were just passing me by. They kept passing. They are looking for me. I was listening to them talking. They can't see me. They just pass. Each time they pass. And they kept passing like that. See, I knew God had protected me. This man of God was giving the testimony of God's supernatural protection. See, these things are real. What you believe works for you. According to your faith, be it unto you. God told Moses, they tell them to put the blood, Exodus chapter 12, the blood on the doorpost, the blood on the lintel. It symbolizes the cross of Jesus Christ. See, because we put blood on the doorpost, and you put the blood on the lintel. It symbolizes the cross. And Jesus is the cross. So they are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. For their protection, the blood is a cover. The blood of Jesus was not only for being saved, not only washing away all our sins, but it was also a covering. And so these thieves kept looking for this man. They looked for him. They looked for him. The man was seeing them passing him by. They were talking. They were looking for this man. They could not find the man. But the man was just lying down there looking at them. And they were not seeing the man. And he was just lying down there. You see, there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus. I pray for every one of you. Be covered by the blood of Jesus. Your homes and families be covered by the blood of Jesus. The angels of God that camp around you all. Yes, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against you, judgment be condemned. Yes, God is our protection. God is protecting us day and night. God is protecting us from the arrow that flies by day and from the terrors of over. God is protecting you and your family and your children. God is our protection. Don't go and bite at a smile, by chance, by God. Put God under your bed. You know, put idols and put juju. You know, put them in your car, put them under your bed, put them in your house. You don't need those things. Oh, Lord our God, we are the works of man. You are the only God. There is no like you. Oh, Lord our God, we are the works of man. You are the only God. There is no like you. Oh, Lord our God. We are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like you. Oh, Lord, I know. We are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like you. Oh, Lord, I know. We are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like you, oh Lord our God. You are the one coming. You are the only God. There is none like you, oh Lord our God. You are the one coming. You are the only God. There is none like you, oh Lord our God. You are the one coming. You are the only God. There is no like you. Oh, Lord, our God. And what's up now? You are the only God. There is no like you. All other gods cannot protect. But the Almighty God is a covering for you and your family. For you. It's our protection. Protecting us from the arrows that fly by day, and from the terror that move by night, from the pestilence that wicked in darkness. God is our protection. It's our protection. He watches over us day and night. Why should I worry when the Lord is on my side? When should I fear when His hands are safe behind? He told me, my fortress and my rock, tell me why should I fear? Why should I fear when my Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when His hands are safe behind? He told me, fortress and my rock, tell me why. Why should I fear when thy Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when I'm trusting in He told me, my fortress and my rock, tell me why should I fear? Why should I fear when thy Lord is why should I worry when God has saved me? He will be my fortress and my rock. Everyone, you die. Yeah. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear if
I think None of your hair will pull up and fall down without God. He knows everything.
much more we human beings that He created for His own purpose in over all the earth. Oh, yes. And Psalm 34, which we read, says, angels encamped around the city. Then in Psalm 91, in that place, He shall give His angels charge over you. They shall bear you in their way. And He shall not dash your foot against the stone. There was this brother, the pilot. The pilot, and he had been flying planes, flying helicopters, flying all kinds of planes. And this particular day, he was, according to him, he was testifying, he was flying helicopter. Helicopter, some people call it chopper. Some people call it helicopter, but it's not the usual big plane that carry hundreds of people. This is a helicopter that can take 5, 6, 7, 8 people. So he was flying to some destination to go and do some work. And according to him, he said the winds were very bad. They were strong. They were bad winds up there. And he was very uncomfortable with what was going on. So he radioed them that he's having a problem. The winds are gripping the helicopter, and it is like thunderstorm, like storms, like very powerful wind. It could blow the helicopter and throw it somewhere. But he said he was just praying. He said, Lord, take control of this situation. God, take control of this situation. God, take control of this situation. God, take control of this situation. And so, the first thought that came to his mind, do an emergency landing on top of a hill, far away in the desert, in some distant places. After he prayed that prayer, God, take control of the situation, because he didn't want to continue to remain in the air, because the wind, bad wind, very powerful wind, he could pick the helicopter and throw it anywhere, whether sea or so, but he didn't want to continue flying because the winds were really bad. So according to him, he said he had to descend. He had to descend and descend and descend until he was able to land here. It was not comfortable, but he landed on top of the hill very safely. And then he radioed the station that he has successfully landed. And everything is okay. But he didn't want to keep flying because the wind was pumped up there. He could carry that helicopter and throw it either in the sea or somewhere, but he didn't want that situation, so he prayed the Lord, take control of this situation. So he successfully landed on top of some hill until some people came and rescued and helped him out. What are we saying? We have a God that protects. Oh, yes, you have to believe in that God. He's able to do everything. We have experienced a lot of situations where God had to protect us from danger, from emergency, situations that you can't handle. The truth about it is the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved, shall be delivered, shall be set free. So that name is available for you to call. And when you call on that name in the time of danger, in the time of trouble, Psalm 50 verse 15, say, call upon me in the days of trouble, I will deliver thee, saith the Lord. God is willing to deliver his people. You see, they have trained our children, they have trained everybody to call 911 anytime there's a problem. We have been brought up to call 911. There's nothing bad with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But above all, the name of Jesus Christ is there for you. Take thy name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. He brings joy and comfort gives you. Take him wherever you go. Take the name of Jesus with you, wherever you go, and call that name in the time of danger, in the time of trouble, in the time of hardship, in the time when you just don't know what to do. Just call that name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. No matter what it is, you must bow. That situation must bow to the name of Jesus. The God has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow of things in heaven, things on earth, and things below the earth. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Which other name will you call? People call their dead fathers. People call the gods of their land. People call all kinds of things. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some call the chariot, some in their hearts. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. 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 Come across the chariot, come in your home. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. 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 We will some trust in chariot. Some trust in their horse. Some trust in themselves. some trust in their ambitions and in their power and their mind. But we will remember the name of the Lord. We remember the name of the Lord. Whoever that call upon Jesus shall be saved. Whoever that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus said, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. That is the key. So we have a God that protects us night and day. Hallelujah. We are going to stop yesterday. I know God has spoken to us. And God is our protection day and night. We shall not dash our foot against the stone. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against us in judgment is already condemned. And so we thank God for being our protection day and night. As we travel, as we move around, as we stay around, stay in our homes, our families, we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, send it, tweet it out, let it go around the world. And bless the people. Thank you so much for joining us in this service. And pray God to reward you all for your kindness. Yes, 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 yes,